It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
He just made with pulling the troops out of Syria is really bad.
Well, obviously, yeah. Yeah, I know that. This is another bad advisor. Welcome back. We have Josh Bernstein. We're looking at the moves by Donald Trump. Obviously, another bad advisor. The Kurds, by the way, I have part Kurdish blood because the Medo-Persians, which married the daughter of the king of the Medes, married the Kohanim, my ancestor, that was a Mosaic ancestor. The Medians were actually the Magi. These people are fighting these SOBs in Syria, and it's not a good idea right now for Trump to pull the troops from Syria. This is where the battlefield is. If this is done incorrectly, the local attacks against Israel will precipitate a great big friggin' nuclear war. And believe me, you attack Israel, all hell literally will break loose. And the Israelis won't tolerate BS. They're going to bomb the hell out of the Bashar reactor. We have given them tanker bombers. They will not tolerate these missile silos and everything. And so pulling out, which supports the Kurdish rebels that are fighting against these maniacs from Iran and Hezbollah, is really, really stupid. And now Trump, you top the last stupid thing. Then the stupid thing is, why doesn't he just send in the people to arrest Rattler and call him Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, and Adam Schitt? These people need to be arrested. I want to see them perp walking on camera. I don't want to hear another damn word out of their freaking disgusting mouths. And now I hear the latest that there's another CIA so-called insider talking about the talk between Zelensky and Trump about Ukraine. It's like, guess what? As a head of state, he's supposed to talk to heads of state. Do these people not think that he needs to act as a president? I am sick of it. I'm at the point now where I don't understand why Trump's not being Trumpian. Just arrest the buggers, stop all this coup, and don't pull the troops from Syria. I mean, let's get with it, okay? Right?
Yeah, look, I think it's worse than that. I mean, I think the media has just completely decided not to cover anything that is truthful and authentic news. I mean, right. the bottom line is, you've got Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, who have both sat down in a Ukrainian arms dealer's house,
right,
and have broke bread with him and has done fundraisers, okay, in his living room. And
right,
this guy, his name is Igor Pasternak. He's a Ukrainian arms dealer. His biggest client are Iran, Syria, and Pakistan. Okay, this is not a small arms dealer. We're talking, you know, air-to-surface missiles. We're talking tanks. We're talking aircraft, machine guns. I mean, we're talking all kinds of our heavy artillery and military-grade weaponry. And yet, no one's talking about it. Meanwhile, Schiff and Pelosi have both not only had money given to them by this guy, but have had fundraisers in this guy's house, but the media is completely silent about it. Now, there's also another story where Nancy Pelosi's legislative aide is like a party girl in Ukraine, and her parents are both close to the military and the government. And again, nothing's being said about that. What about Mutt Romney? Mutt Romney's former advisor on national security for his 2012 campaign, a guy named Joseph Kofor Black, was on the board with Burisma Holdings as Hunter Biden. No wonder Mutt Romney is against, you know, the president and everything. But you know what? These are minor details compared to what has just happened today. You know, I think what he has done right now by pulling the troops out of northern Syria, I hate to say it, this could have lost him the election. No doubt about it. That's how serious this is. This was a bad mistake. I don't know why he did this, what he was thinking. If those Kurdish rebels start to get slaughtered and if those ISIS fighters start to come out and be released from the jails because Erdogan is a terrorist, it's going to look so bad on President Trump. He's going to lose re-election. I'm telling you right now, it's over if that happens. Now, for President Trump to say, in my infinite wisdom, I'll go and I'll take care of Turkey and I'll put sanctions on them if anything happens, he's being naive at this point. And look, I'm a big supporter of the president. This was a devastating move, what he did today.
I don't know what to say next. What do you say?
What's that? I can't hear you.
I said I don't know what to say next. I'm speechless. Please continue.
Well, you should be speechless because at this point I've said it all. This was a devastatingly bad move by the president. And honestly, I don't know if he'll be able to recover from this. If things go haywire and go south in that region, he's going to be blamed for it, and it's going to be a major disaster. I don't normally agree with Lindsey Graham, but I agree with him on this one. I don't normally agree with many of these war hawks in the area, but I agree with them on this one. This was a stupid move. This was something Barack Obama would have done, being trusting of a dictator. I don't know what Trump was thinking. I don't know who he was listening to. But this is a very, very bad deal. Very bad deal.
What do we do next? What's next?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know what can be done next. You know, talk about snatching, what do they say? The jaws of victory from defeat or whatever that saying is. I mean, the base was around him. They understood that the Ukrainian hoax was a way to get him out. And then he goes ahead and he blows it with this stupidity. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense. Obviously, he's got from now until, you know, election time to fix this and get the things back together. But this is devastating. And I mean devastating what has happened here. I don't understand why he did this. There was no reason for him to do this. If you wanted to do it, fine. Do it after the election, okay? If you want to bomb Syria, do it after the election. If you want to take out Iran, do it after the election. If you want to bomb North Korea, fine. Do it after the election.
I'll tell you what my suspicion
now,
is. I'll tell you what
now,
I think is going on. I think he's overreacting
news,
to
man.
He's overreacting to the push from Bolton. Meeting with other balanced advisors would say, look, pulling out of Syria at this point in time is stupid. What you need to do is actually do a surgical excision of the sites where they can actually stage weapons. It's also surgical to go in and hit the cyberspace. The cyberspace is where these beasts, you know, the Islamic beasts are growing. And we know that. In fact, the NSA and our intel agencies, I'm sure, have total track of every one of these damn guys in whatever country, whatever language they're in. The problem is that they aren't actually doing something about it. Why? Because we invented ISIS and Al-Qaeda. That's the problem. We have pictures of Mr. McCain taking selfie pictures in 2009 near a town near Amman, Jordan. And when we were coming in on the troops in Syria, we actually flew their leaders out to the shock of our own troops. We flew the leaders out before we actually went in and killed them all. Why didn't they kill them all? Because they're ours. Remember, the globalists want to have a conflict. That's why they want to have a verifiable enemy. That's what's going on here, isn't it?
Well, I think that's a big part of it. Yeah, I mean, honestly, to be honest with you,
this is going to blow up really soon. It won't take a long time. But the problem is, you see, taking down Bashar al-Assad is not going to fix things. What are they going to replace Bashar al-Assad with? Something worse? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the only place in the Middle East where the Jews and Christians can sit down at the same table is with the Alawites at Bashar al-Assad's table. Maybe you don't like them, and you think, and of course they made up all these lies about white hats, about how he used chemical weapons against his own people. He's not a freaking moron. He's an eye doctor with a British wife. Okay? He's not going to use chemical weapons when they're winning the war. This is done to maintain the conflict, which is why we invented and actually created Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Gave them sat phones and weapons and everything. This is a pile of BS. This is the same garbage where we create the enemy, we stalk the enemy, we even take their leaders out when we're about to kill them all, and our troops are like, what the hell? Helicopters flying out leaders from ISIS and Al-Qaeda have little towns and villages in Syria where we're cleaning them out. And son of a bitch, we're actually... And here's the generals hiding this from the public, that in fact, we're saving our enemy instead of killing the buggers. What the hell's going on?
This move is too reminiscent of Rand Paul. You know, one of the things that I don't like about, you know, the libertarians is that they're soft on terrorism. And
I believe in hard. I don't believe in negotiating.
On,
I believe
on,
in.
Hang on, hang on.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That
I'm
you don't
totally.
Have to be the policeman of the world. I get that. Okay, we don't have to nation build. I get that. But there are dangerous spots, and there are American troops in these spots that are holding back these terrorists. And for him to take these people out and allow the power vacuum of Turkey to come in there, which is a very, very powerful military.
Right.
And possibly go in there and slaughter all those Kurds and Christians. This is a very, very dangerous and very stupid move by the president. And I don't know, honestly, if he's going to recover from this. This is how serious this is.
Well, I'll tell you how he'll recover. He'll recover from his stupidity in probably less than a week. Because already Turkey has moved the troops into northern Syria near the Kurdish border. And the fact that the Kurds know, and it's in multiple news sites, including Islamic, that we're pulling out, Turkey's going to say, hell yeah, and they're going to go crazy. And as soon as they start slaughtering, Trump is going to have to make a 180. And he will. That's what Trump does. But he, you know, you got to understand, Trump...
But why create the headache and the havoc and you know, telling the conservative base and his supporters that he's wishy-washy on terrorism. This is not good. This is
I'll tell you what I suspect. I suspect it's too many aspartame-laced Diet Cokes. Too much stress personally on him. I think the man is stressed out of his mind. But you see, if I was president, here's what I would do. I would arrest all these coup plotters right now. Okay?
Well,
I would immediately... I would declare a state of martial law... And I would close the border completely, okay? I wouldn't allow any immigration at all. I would start deporting Chinese people. I would close any trade with China until they agreed to a trade treaty where in respect to intellectual property, which, by the way, China would crave in a week. It wouldn't take months and months. I would go in and invade La Orchilla Island and Venezuela and take out the damn nukes that are aimed at our throat. And I would tell... I wouldn't even give advance notice. I would just close down the bank accounts for... Mr. Putin and his communist oligarchs and the PLA, and I hit with space-based weapons the carfentanil site, which we have the GPS coordinates in China that are making the carfentanil that could kill every American. I would do none of this without tweeting a damn thing, and after the fact, the news media can pick it up over the next few months and let it trickle out. And then the second thing I do is I clean out my own White House. Obviously, you probably know who's in there, who's leaking like crazy. This is like a guy with a bucket that it's got so many holes in it, the whole White House just leaks. This is not a White House. I mean, when you have a president who can't even speak to a foreign leader, this is not how a president can operate. No future president would be able to operate properly.
Again, you're missing my point here. Again, we as conservatives and Trump supporters, we get it. We understand that he's under attack. We understand that there's been a plot against this president since the very beginning, from the first day he took office. We understand that there's going to be a fourth and a fifth and a hundredth and a 200th and a 1,000th whistleblower coming. We know that. We get it. This is their job. This is what
I would just arrest
doing.
Him.
They're trying to destroy him. But the problem is, what he just did was he played Russian roulette, and he put one bullet in the chamber, and he aimed it, and he blew his own head off. Because this problem... that he just did and created for himself in Syria and in the Kurdish area, this is going to be a very big issue. Now,
I'll tell you,
as a political analyst and commentator, I am 100% accurate on almost everything I say.
Well, let me tell
not
you.
Not all the time, but most of the time. And
let
I'm
me give
accurate
you a
on
Let me give you a twisted kind of a view on that when we come back. I suspect if he was an evil genius and is smart, which I don't think he is, maybe he's trying to tempt the Turks to be really aggressive, and then he'll stomp on them, too. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me unless you got to think either he had a bad day or something is wrong.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
come back. And we have Dr. Bill Deagle here and Josh Bernstein, the amazing geopolitical analyst. We're scratching our heads thinking, what is Trump thinking of now? If you think bizarre, maybe he's trying to tempt the Turks who'd already actually incursed into Syria so that he can do something serious, because apparently the Turkey is now buying nuclear and other advanced air-based weapons from Russia. And Turkey's got a real bad attitude. They used to have an attitude with an American ally. In fact, the Incelid air base is in Turkey, where we could launch an attack against Russia or former Soviet Union. So I'm not sure what the heck he's thinking of, but it doesn't make sense. There's going to be a response. My guess is the next week or two, you're going to start seeing Kurdish troops die. You're going to see incursion. And if Turkey gets into Syria, there will be a direct conflict with Israel, and Israel is going to take the hell out of Turkey. Turkey will cease to exist if they try to attack Israel. Israel is not going to be a slouch. Any nation attacking Israel, goodbye. Russia, China, Turkey, see you later, suckers. It's going to happen, isn't it? So I think he's going to be yanked into that war whether he likes it or not. Even if he thinks he's pulling troops now, he's going to be sucking them right back in.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Israel is a powerful military. There's no question about that.
I'll put money on it. I'll put money on it that within 2 weeks he'll have to be forced to.
Mm-hmm. You know, Turkey's a very, very powerful military. There are millions of people in Turkey. They're, I believe, one of the largest countries in population in the Middle East. And, you know, they're no friend to the United States. That's for sure. And Erdogan is a thug, is a dictator.
Well, let me explain something. 21st century warfare, and Israel's right at the peak of it, it's not personnel or numbers. 100 million man army from China doesn't mean a damn thing. And same, this fourth largest military strike force in the world from Turkey doesn't mean a damn thing. You attack Israel and they'll use exotic weapons that your troops will literally melt on the battlefield. Do you know that the most advanced nation for battlefield nukes is Israel? They want to start fighting Israel, their troops will literally, their bones will dissolve while they stand there holding their guns. So if they think they're going to take on Israel and survive, they're friggin' idiots. And I can guarantee you, within 2 weeks after they start going in there to slaughter Kurds with conventional weapons, Trump will be again trumped. And his own military personnel will have to say, listen, Trump, you made a mistake. We're back in. And not only back in, we have to start putting exotic weapons. The problem is we don't prosecute a war properly. Just like Trump wants to negotiate with Xi and Russia and Putin and everything, stop negotiating and start taking action. Please continue.
What else is there to continue about? I mean, I seriously see this as the power vacuum will be filled by Turkey. Turkey will then slaughter possibly the Kurdish rebels. Once that starts to happen, Turkey will then go into the prisons where ISIS is being contained and let them out. And now you have ISIS out free, hundreds, thousands of new fighters on the battlefield. And American troops and coalition forces will have done all of that for nothing. Look, my thought process is very simple. The timing of this is horrible. I understand that we can't stay there forever. I get that. But there's so much uncertainty right now in the world and with this election and everything else. Why do this now? Why not wait until you win re-election?
Right.
Then you don't have to answer to voters anymore, number one. And number two, if you want to make the world a better, more peaceful place, and you want to eliminate, you know, many of these dictators in third world countries, do it. But don't do it now. Why would you do it now? This doesn't make any sense.
Do you understand why
conservatives are worried.
Do you think which of his so-called pact of conservative or advisors of any kind might have advised him to do something this stupid? Who do you think it is?
I don't know. Possibly Mike Pompeo. Maybe Jared Kushner. Maybe he's listening to Rand Paul. You know, these are people that are much more dovish, if you will, in foreign policy, especially someone like Rand Paul. You know, that's right. Why I don't believe in the Paul bots and Ron Paul and Rand Paul. and these libertarian, soft, you know, conservatives. They have a lot of good things. You know, they want to audit the Fed. They want to cut taxes. They want to cut spending. They want to eliminate parts of our government. These are all wonderful things. They want to go back to the gold standard. I love it. I think it's fantastic. But where you lose me is on foreign policy. And that's why I can never be a straight-up libertarian.
Exactly.
Because I
agree, too.
I do believe in a robust military. I do believe in the fact that, unfortunately, we live in a dangerous world, and we have to have cover in certain areas. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to nation-build and we have to, you know, be the policemen of the world. But in some respects, we do. We have to have troops in certain areas because of the evil that is out there in the world. And anyone that might say, well, if we weren't there, they wouldn't be there. That's not true. These people are dictators. They're evil. And if we're not there, they're going to take up that space and make the world a more dangerous place.
I got a better term for what America should be. We need to stop being the policeman and start being the executioner. We should just kind of do it. We should go in and execute all these people instead of messing around and playing around with and negotiating with them. Just do it. Use advanced weapons and technology and banks and everything and just shut it down. For example, when we're dealing with Iran, just shut it down. Russia and China, just shut them down. Don't have any more trade with China. Shut them down until they're willing to actually cave. Shut down their bank accounts. Take out their weapon systems. Hit them with space-based weapons. Hit those people so hard in the Middle East, they won't even know what hit them. Cyberspace and every space. Kill them. Stop talking. No more talking. Yeah. Start the killing. Killing fields should need to start. We need to be not the world's policeman, the world's executioner. And get in there, kill them, and then get out. I agree. You don't have to police when you're there's no one to police anymore.
Again,
you're dead.
I have no problem killing the leaders of North Korea and Iran and Syria and many other of these dictator countries, Venezuela, of course, and Cuba and all that. And, you know, right-wing watch might think that I'm this bloodthirsty maniac. Bottom line is, I want people to be free. I want people to be free in other countries. I want them to experience what we experience. And every human being's desire to be free and not forced to do something or told to do something is an innate feeling inside of each being. And so I have no problem if we go in with execution teams after the election and take care of business. I just don't understand why we're doing anything now. This doesn't make sense. You've got these animals that are trying to impeach you. They're gonna say everything they can. They're gonna plant, you know, crack cocaine in the White House desk if they can. They're going to try to find all kinds of things. They'll make things up. They'll lie about you. They'll say that you're this, you're that. And you are undoing all of that by doing what he's doing with foreign policy. I think this is bad. I think that his joke of what he said in my unmatched infinite wisdom was not smart. I understand he was kidding around and joking, but he's got a nasty, disgusting communist media that is going to do anything he says, take anything he says out of context, and attack him with it like a sledgehammer over his head.
Let me read a couple lines. I want to get your brilliant response to them. This is an AP Newswire. And, of course, the title of the article up on Drudge is Trump Sends Strong Conflicting Signals on Syria by Lita C. Baldor, Matthew Lee, and Robert Burns, 23 minutes ago. And then here's the start of the article. Facing unusual wide criticism, President Donald Trump sent out strong by conflicting signals on the endless war in Syria and Middle East on Monday. He declared U.S. troops would step aside for an expected Turkish attack on the Kurds, who have fought alongside Americans for years, but then threatened to destroy the Turks' economy if they went too far. Well, what the hell's too far? Even Trump's staunchest Republican allies expressed outrage at the prospect of abandoning Syrian Kurds who have fought the Islamic State group with U.S. troops. Trump's decision appeared to be the latest example of an approach to foreign policy that critics condemn as impulsive, that is sometimes reversed, and frequently is untethered to the advice of his national security aides. Okay? A quote.
Yeah.
A catastrophic mistake, said Representative Liza Cheney, of Wyoming, the number three House Republican leader, shot in the arm to the bad guys, said Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. Pentagon and State Department officials held out the possibility of persuading Turkey to abandon its expected invasion. In recent attacks, the U.S. and Turkey have reached an apparent accommodation of Turkey's concerns about the presence of Kurdish fighters seen in Turkey as a threat. American and Turkish soldiers have been conducting joint patrols in a zone along the border. As part of that work, barriers designed to defend the Kurds were dismantled amid assurances that Turkey would not invade. It sounds to me like this is still in a state of flux. I know it's come out and they twist it in such a way. Reading this article, it sounds to me like Trump has put out this. He haven't done this. He says something that's really stupid to try to see the response of his advisors and people around him. And then he kind of he twists. He's not a politician. And he's also not a genius in terms of these other areas because he's never been experienced in this area of politics. I'm suspicious what he's really saying is Turkey, don't invade or my position's going to change. That's what I see here from this article.
Well, what I can say to that is, in the past, I would have said that President Trump's foreign policy would never have been anything that I would describe as impulsive, okay, until today.
Let me read on one more thing. I want you to hear this, because Graham said Turkey's NATO membership should be suspended if it attacks into northeastern Turkey, potentially in annihilating Kurdish fighters who act as U.S. proxy army in a five-year fight to eliminate the Islamic State. Now, if you pull Turkey from NATO, that's a big deal. They are, if you actually look at the number of plumbers, electricians, everything all through Europe, they're mainly Turks. If you look at Turkey, they're the largest state trying to become a member of the European Union. They're not a member yet. And actually, they're trying to hold the rest of Europe hostage because a lot of the fighters and people from North Africa and the Middle East, they're coming in to emigrate to Germany and elsewhere. They're all coming through Turkey. Turkey's trying to actually blackmail the rest of Europe, saying, hey, we're going to dump a few more million of these desperate people in your back doors, just like here in America with the damn demon rats, the Democrats. So Graham, who talked Trump over a withdrawal from Syria last December, said letting Turkey invade would be a mistake of historic proportion. It's going to lead to ISIS reemergence, he told Fox News. U.S. involvement in Syria has been fraught with peril since it started in 2014, with the insertion of small numbers of special operations forces to recruit, train, arm, and advise local fighters to combat the Islamic State. Trump entered the White House in 2017 intent on getting out of Syria, even before the country's counter-ISIS military campaign reclaimed the last militant strongholds earlier this year. The declared victory and said troops would leave. The strong pushback on Capitol Hill to the late Sunday night announcement prompted Trump to recast his decision, but with the renewed bombast portraying it is a threat to strangle Turkey if it carries out its announcement intent to invade. In other words, what Trump has added to that statement is, if Turkey does it, we're going to strangle him. He'll strangle him financially, and he'll knock him off of NATO. It's going to get really ugly. In other words, this is the massive increase in ugliness that's going to result. It's layers of stupidity, isn't it? Not just one layer. Please continue. Tell us what you think.
Well, I think what happened here is that not only did you have to worry about Syria and Iran, but now you've just added a whole other country into this mix, Turkey. And I think, as I said, this is a major foreign policy blunder. I'm sure Right Wing Watch is going to write about the fact that, I've talked about this, but one thing I've always said is I'm always going to be honest and I'm always going to speak the truth. And whether for Trump or against his decision.
Well, here's his latest tweet after last day, this pushback from the Congress, the Pentagon, and so on. He said, in quotes, as I've stated strongly before, and just to reiterate, if Turkey does anything that I, in my great and unmatched wisdom, consider to be off-limits, I will totally destroy and obliterate the economy of Turkey. So he's asking them to do something stupid and kill Kurds so we can destroy their economy.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Time out. First of all, he's saying right then and there that he respects the power of the military of Turkey, and he understands that that's not something that we want to mess with.
Right.
Number two, he's saying that he would destroy them economically, not by going to war. Again, right. This is a situation where, from a military standpoint, Turkey now has the upper hand based on what we are planning on doing here. Because if they can go in militarily and take over the area, release the ISIS jihadi fighters, and kill the Kurds, and we've now said what? That will affect you economically and not militarily? Now we're negotiating from a point of weakness, not strength.
Exactly.
That's
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Not happy about this.
He needs to have you in his corner, but he doesn't, unfortunately.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
What do you think Tucker's going to do? What do you think Tucker's going to do? He won't pull back.
Yeah.
And welcome back. So I'm wondering, the comments of Tucker Carlson and Hannity tonight and Laura Ingraham after these stupid moves. And remember, our ally Israel, by the way, Trump is very close to actually finding a final alliance where we have a treaty, a mutual defense treaty with Israel. People need to know this will survive his presidency. And what I see going on is if you put the lives of Kurds in danger and the lives of Israelis in danger, you're asking for World War III. And believe me, it won't just stop in Israel. It'll spread around the whole damn world, including Russia and China. And so Trump needs to realize he's literally lit a fuse by doing this stupid move, hasn't he?
So, I mean, look, I think that for him to telepath that he was not going to use any military efforts to stop what Turkey could possibly do in the future is now negotiating from a position of weakness. I mean, if anything, if he should have said, if Turkey does anything, there'll be severe consequences and military options will still be on the table. Okay, fine. Then I understand something like that. There's a big difference between that and we'll destroy you economically, okay, and pull you out of NATO. Because right. Anyone, you know, they're not going to care. They're not going to care. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. You know, they can be propped up by other third world dictators and they can buy their, you know, their goods and services. So, again, you know, yes, America is integral and important when it comes to trade and commerce, but people can survive without us, and we've seen that for years. Many countries have been able to do that. So, again, Turkey is a major, major country, major military presence, major military, millions of people, one of the largest countries in the area, and more importantly, Erdogan is a dictator. And for him,
even Pat Robertson is warning Trump. You see, Pat Robertson's hands in the air, warning Trump on the 700 Club this morning, warning Trump, right? I mean, even Pat Robertson.
I'd be thinking to myself, thanks for the free pass into the Kurdish area in northern Syria. I appreciate it. I'm going to let my ISIS fighters out, and I'm going to kill and slaughter the Kurds. I appreciate it. Thanks, America. That's what I'd be thinking. I mean, I hate to say it. That's what I'd be thinking if I was Erdogan right now.
Now, well, to be honest with you,
not after that comment.
To be honest with you, I think this is this is another indication that Trump is starting to lose it. The stress of all this impeachment stuff since he's elected. But you see, if I was advising Trump by a secure line, I would no longer be tweeting. I'd just be waiting until the news picked another story up later. I'd start taking action. Nancy Pelosi and all these other people, I'd file a state of martial law and I would arrest them. Number two, I would close off the border and I cut off trade with China until they decided to do a deal. I would seize the bank accounts of all the PLA members and the communists in Russia, the oligarchs, including Putin. I would start taking action. I would actually send in Delta Force and kill Mr. Erdogan over in Turkey. Okay? I wouldn't mess around and say, oh, we're going to try you. No. I would go in. When he's already threatening to do something to kill an ally and act in a non-NATO position, he needs to die. He doesn't need to have a bad day. He needs to meet his maker, go meet Allah, and find out that there's not 72 virgins for him. Okay, it's the end of the game.
What Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Gavin Newsom and the rest of the idiots in California, okay, what they should do, honestly, Maxine Waters, we can't forget her, they should all be forced to go down to the homeless areas in Skid Row without hazmat suits, barefoot, and clean up the area. That's what they should be forced to do.
Well, that's a good idea, too. Well, where I see things going is, Trump, you're too passive. You're waiting until the next thing. Look, they'll have another excuse if this one passes, and they can't do it with your Ukraine-gate, let's call it. They'll find some other piece of crap. These coup plotters, including the media, need to go to jail. And actually, as an international law, many of them, because they're actually creating a coup, should be executed. I wonder if they did a video execution of some of these people, these politicians and so on, if that would put a stop and maybe a little fear into these crazy maniacs to think it's okay to paralyze their government so we're in danger of a thermonuclear war with potential enemies, Russia and China, because we can't even negotiate by even having phone calls or secure. How dangerous is it to paralyze the president?
The problem is that most Republicans, when they look down between their legs, they don't find the right apparatus, let's just say. They have absolutely no spine.
Are you saying
that
they're missing anatomy?
They're like jellyfish.
Are they missing anatomy? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And because of their unique ways and their jellyfish, you know, without a spine, nothing gets done. I mean, look what happened. We had the House and the Senate and the presidency, and nobody's in prison.
Right.
I mean, nobody. Nobody's been arrested. These scumbags should all be arrested. Every single one of them should be arrested. But they're not. They're still walking free. And I don't know what's going to happen with Barr. I just interviewed Congressman Paul Gosar live at Trump Stock this weekend. And we had an awesome, awesome interview. I'm going to drop it in the next couple of days on my channel. But I even asked him, I said, you know, conservatives like myself and many others around the country that support the president are so frustrated.
Well, no, what position is Gosar?
Not being held accountable.
Well, what position is Gosar? I think you've interviewed some family members, too. Pardon me?
He's a member of Congress. This is a guy who's such a patriot that six or seven of his family members took an ad out and worked for George Soros and the left and talked about in Arizona how nobody should vote for their brother and their son and, you know, their cousin and, you know, all this other stuff. They literally had six or seven of his family members attacking him in his own family.
Right.
He still won, thank goodness. But, again, this is how low the left is. And I hate to say it, even in our own families and friends and relatives, I mean, we see it all the time. I know I see it all the time. I love to death my mother. She's, you know, she's an angel to me. But we don't agree eye to eye on pretty much anything. She's not proud of me in my career. She loves me. She supports me. But she would never watch my show or anything. You know, my girlfriend, her mother, same thing. She would have rather me been a serial killer than a conservative. That's the truth. She even told that to her own daughter. So, look, you know, families have been broken up. Friendships have ended. Why? Because one set of the country knows the truth, and the other set has been lied to and has their head stuck so far up their ass that they can't see anything. Other than George Soros, maybe. And it's sad. It's sad because we know the truth, and they are constant pushers of lies and deceit and disinformation, and that's what they do. And we have a split situation, right? 60 million and 60 million. 60 million know the truth. 60 million are still asleep and don't have a clue of anything. And then, of course, there's the 20% in the middle that is going to make or break this next election. And what is the left doing? They're doing everything they can to convince that 20% in the middle that knows that their paychecks are bigger, that knows that their pensions are larger, to say that all of that doesn't matter because the president tweets and says weird things. So therefore, you should vote for Liar Wafa, okay? A woman who is so despicable that she's lied about every single thing in her entire life, probably even her own real name. She lies to anyone that will listen to her. She's worse, I would say, than Adam Schiff was, if that's even hard to believe. And what, people are going to vote for her? Why? Because she's a woman? Because she's a fake Indian? Give me a break. Unreal.
It is really unreal, isn't it? I'm at the point where I'm thinking America. I talk to fellow Americans, and they tell me on the side, and these are some of the listeners for years, 10 years, 12 years, 14 years. They're at the point where they're ready to emigrate from America because they think America is going down the toilet. We can actually, I think we're already circling the bowl. Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. And if, God forbid, he doesn't win in 2020, we are nothing but a large bowel movement down the drain into the sewer pits of hell. And we can thank 60 million plus liberal idiots that went out and said, well, I can't really see that things are better in the country, and President Trump is a Russian agent, and he's a racist and a xenophobe and a liar, and therefore I'm going to vote for another liar, Elizabeth Warren or Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders or, you know, whatever, I don't know, you know, whoever else they may throw up there. Bottom line is we've got to make sure that the people are not bamboozled by this. And again,
plus we got to get better advice from the Trump again.
Disadvantage.
Trump's got to stop screwing up, right?
He has to. This was a major gaffe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, there's a long time from now to the election. A lot can happen. The wall can be completely finished. Barr's report could come out, and the next thing you know, boom, some of these people are getting indicted. If I had to make a guess, I'd say McCabe is certainly going to be one in hot legal trouble. But then again, I look at the flip side in that, and I go, why would the Communist News Network hire him as a CNN contributor if they thought that he was going to be indicted in a couple of months? You know, right. You have to put two and two together. You have to
right.
You have to connect the dots when the dots are in front of you.
Right.
So I wonder about things like that. You know, is Barr out at a bar? You know, what's he doing? I understand he's been traveling to Italy and you know, in Germany and the UK and Australia and other places gathering information and talking to intelligence officials. But then ask yourself this question. How many of those intelligence officials were in lockstep with the Obama administration? You see, Barack Obama was the worst thing that ever happened to the United States of America. Worse
yeah.
than any war, worse than any plague, worse than any famine, worse than any earthquake, worse than anything. He was literally the worst thing that has ever happened to the United States of America,
yeah.
period. In the entire history of the United States, there has been no one more damaging than the Kenyan piece of crap that we had to deal with for 8 years. And what did he
right.
do while he was here? He did nothing but destroy the moral, ethical, and constitutional fabric of this country. Every single day, he woke up in that White House and after he got off this prayer rug, and he said, how can I destroy America more today? That was his thought process. And you know
Crazy.
What? The American people believed him. Why? Because they felt guilty about slavery, which is the stupidest thing in the world, because the only people that should have been guilty about slavery should have been the Democrats, the Dixiecrats. Okay, the ones that considered blacks three-fifths of a person, the ones
right.
that passed, you know, the Jim Crow laws, those are the ones that should have been guilty, not white Republican men and women and independents who had nothing to do with it. It's ridiculous. It's this mm-hmm. white shaming that is so stupid. Mm-hmm. Okay, whites are not don't have any type of advantage in this society anymore. I mean, that's ridiculous to think that. There's no such thing as white privilege. Please. How many people get into colleges because they're black or Hispanic over a qualified white person?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. But the bottom line is there shouldn't be any affirmative action. There shouldn't be any affirmative blackshin, as I used to call it. Okay? There shouldn't be any of that stuff. There shouldn't be preferential treatment for women and minorities and all that. It should be the best person qualifies for the job. The best person gets that job.
Exactly.
The only ones that are dealing with race and identification politics are the scum on the left. You know,
yeah.
the people that love this country and the Constitution, we're not doing that because we want to bring everybody up. We want everyone to be equal.
Everyone, every skin color, every group.
Exactly.
Including we want a normalized Islam that doesn't want to believe in changing our dietary rules and controlling us like control freaks. Just
There's
like
no
the globalist leftist.
Islam.
Yeah.
I disagree with you on that 100%. I say
yeah.
we survey the mosques. I say we round these people up that are close to terrorism.
Get them out.
And get them out of the
exactly.
country.
Get them out. Get them out now. I think Trump should be more Trumpian. I agree.
Which was most appropriate because that was your theme.